Christian friends, you are tuned to the Archie Hardy broadcast as we come your way again today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I want to invite you to stay tuned to the broadcast today. In just a moment, we'll be joining Brother Hardy as he brings forth this beautiful message entitled Grace Sufficient. You know, personally, this is one of my favorite messages that Brother Hardy ministers because it speaks directly to the heart of every child of God. I don't care who you are, at one time or another, you will find yourself, as Paul found himself, pressed in spirit and even pressed out of measure. And Paul testifies how that he sought the Lord, that he would remove from him the thing that buffeted him and came against him. But the answer to Paul was, my son, my grace is sufficient for thee. So listen closely. I know this message will bless your heart.
I'm talking about trials and tests are benefits from God to us. It's God's means of polishing us up, removing the fissures and the imperfections so that we might be a sparkling gem and jewel and a pearl of great price. And a lot of times we'll find ourselves praying like Paul found himself praying, for God to remove the thorn that's in our flesh or the pain that's in our neck caused by Satan sending his angel to stir people up against us and persecute us. And a lot of times when we pray, God is going to say, no, I'm not going to remove the thorn. I'm not going to dismiss the angel that's buffeting you. I'm not going to lift the pressure because it's my means to polish you up. True, the devil is the buffing pad, but I control the pressure. My grace is sufficient for thee, or my grace shall enable thee to stay up under the pressure and live victoriously. My grace is sufficient for thee. Yea, for when you ought to be weak, you're going to be powerful. I'm going to enable you, and I am going to strengthen you. How many say amen? I want to tell you a little story about the oyster. The oyster, you know, is the one that creates these beautiful pearls. But the process of the oyster to create the pearl is not a blessing to the oyster. In fact, it's a terrible experience. In order for the oyster to produce the pearl, some foreign material has to get in, a grain of sand. And that grain of sand gets in there and starts irritating that oyster, cutting and hurting. How many say amen? And we can take this, what the Holy Ghost used, this thorn in or for the flesh, and it's like a thorn or a splinter down in there irritating you, hurting you. Every time you move, it hurts. You got it in your hand, it hurts to do it. And that little grain of sand is just hurting that oyster and taking its life. And you know what the oyster does? It just licks it with a secretion and coats it. And it keeps on licking it until all the rough edges of that sand become smooth. And according to how much it licks, that sand gets coated with more and more secretion. And when the pearl divers dive, they bring up that oyster, pull it open, and there are various sizes, little oysters or little pearls in the oyster, and some they're looking for those big pearls. How many say amen? And that's what God's trial and test is. He lets the sand of trial and test get into us, as it were. And then he licks it with grace. He just keeps licking it with grace. Just keep licking it with grace. You know, the sand gets in there, Satan gets stirred up. In other words, here, God's used you to do something for him. The anointing's on you. Your spirit is lifted up. You feel good. You're in danger then of getting so lifted up in pride. Pride will take over. You know, especially ministers have that danger. When everything you think you preach good, look out. You're going to get jabbed with a thorn. The time the preacher preached good is when he get out of the pulpit and say, man, I had a tough time tonight. How many say amen? Then people say, why, man, that message is just what I needed. But you ain't feeling, you know, you're feeling the thorn jabbing you. How many say amen? That's God's way of keeping you humble so that Satan won't have the advantage and come in and get you so lifted up in pride. That's why I guess so many ministries that get too big crash. They get lifted up in pride and think they're the greatest. They're it. God couldn't get along without them. How many say amen? God didn't want Paul to be subject to that test, so he let the thorn, he let the angel buffet him around. But the more Paul prayed, God licked him with grace. Until Paul wasn't ready to accept it, so he prayed again, and God licked him with grace. How many say amen? And Paul wasn't ready to accept it yet, and he prayed the third time, and then God licked him with grace, and then he said, Paul, I'm not going to remove it. I'm just going to keep licking you with grace. How many say amen? And when God got done of licking Paul all of those years, he wasn't a little old pearl. He was a gigantic pearl of great price. How many say amen? Huh? Let me get Paul again. Let's see, my favorite person next to Jesus is Paul. And he said, for this thing, and that's a good name for the devil, I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. And he said, or God, unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace will enable thee to stay up under this thing. I don't have to remove it. I am not going to remove it, but I am going to lick you with grace, and my grace will enable you to stand up under it. And if you will accept it in your heart, after a while, you'll learn to live with it and don't realize it's there. How many say amen? You see, the thing that was hard for you, the test that was hard for you in the beginning of your experience, as you go on, you whistle through it. In fact, you tell the devil, make all my tests like this one. How many say amen? Because you've learned to lean on Jesus and let him lick you with grace. Smooth out that rough piece of sand that's gouging you. How many say amen? You learn to roll, as it were, with the punches. The angel is sent to buffet you, but you roll with the punch. When you're first saved, you walk into it, not have an experience and get it full flush. But after you're saved, you roll with it. How many say amen? Listen to this. And he said unto him, my grace is sufficient for thee. It is made perfect in weakness. Said, when you realize you are weak, then my perfect grace will be perfected and you will be perfectly sufficient to fulfill this ministry that I gave you to finish your course victoriously and qualify for your place of rulership in the kingdom and sit down with me in my throne room and be a ruler with me. And when God answered him that third time, here is what Paul answered. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities. He said, God, don't take it. Don't take away. Don't send the buffeting away. Don't send the angel away. Just lick me with the grace. Hallelujah. I won't complain, but I will most gladly, and that means I will super be glad, hey, and I will praise thee. I will be super glad for my trial and my test, for I realize it's you that holds the power, that holds the pressure. It is you that is getting rid of the imperfections. It's you that's polishing me up. It's you that's licking me with grace, that I might become a pearl and a jewel and a gem of great price, and you will beautify heaven with me. Therefore, I gladly say, bring on the trial, bring on the test. It is making me more beautiful, and it's making me more expensive, and it's making me more strong. What is the thing and the vehicle that God's going to use to keep the anointing on you? It's letting the stake buffet you so that you won't be lifted up and he can keep his anointing on you. Listen, most gladly, therefore I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest on me.
Amen. What an encouraging and inspiring message by my father, Brother Hardy, grace sufficient. Aren't you glad to know that there is no temptation that has overtaken you except that which is common to man? And that God is faithful, that he will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but with every temptation he'll make the way of escape that you might be able to endure it. This is why we are told to come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for help in our time of need, because we have a merciful high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. So regardless of how severe the test may be, we know that God's promise is, "My grace is sufficient for thee." Regardless of what you're facing today, the Bible says, "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials of your faith, as though some strange thing has come upon you. But know this, that the trying of your faith is more precious than that of gold, though it be tried as by fire." So we would like to bless you and encourage you today with this beautiful message, Grace Sufficient. And we think that you would be blessed to have a copy of it for your very own, or perhaps to share it with a Christian friend that you know is going through a trial of faith. It is available on both CD and cassette. And when you order the message, Grace Sufficient, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, The Bible Doctrine of Peace, because God intends for each of us to live by the principle and the promise of shalom. And this doesn't just refer to absence of conflict or troubles, but it refers to wholeness for body, soul, and spirit. You know, the New Testament writers saluted the brethren by saying, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you." And that's what we want to do by offering you these two messages. You will receive Grace Sufficient and the Bible Doctrine of Peace. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and ask for the Grace and Peace series when you write. Order from Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.